And joining me now is the novelist Kazuo Ishiguro, the Japanese-born, raised in Surrey, and as the author of The Remains of the Day, the man responsible for a lyrical evocation of interwar England, so powerful and convincing that it won the Booker Prize and was made into a famous film. Kazuo, I mentioned these three parts of your past because they paint you in a way as a sort of literary poster boy for multicultural Britain and full integration, and yet you write in today's Financial Times of your fears that that sort of Britain may be in some sort of mortal threat. Why?
Mortal threat might be putting it a little melodramatically, but I think this is very serious. You know, in my whole lifetime here, I don't think I felt this anxious. I mean, the nation is very bitterly divided. It's leaderless. It's very anxious. If I was a strategist for the far right now, I would be getting very excited. You know, this is probably the best opportunity since the 1930s to push Britain towards some sort of neo-Nazi racism. And I think we've got to, I mean, all the decent people in this country, and I mean both people on both sides of the referendum divide, have got to rally around some sort of decent heart of Britain. And I think that decent heart, I don't doubt that decent heart. You know,
not even a little. Grim tales this week.
I was shaken. You know, I was a firm Remain person, you know, and I was shaken like a lot of people. But in the end, I have a faith about the essential decency of this country. I speak both as somebody who grew up as the only visible foreigner at school. I was always the only foreign boy at school, only foreign kid in the community. Over the years, I've lived in various parts of Britain when very large numbers of immigrants came from the Caribbean, Africa, Asian subcontinent, during a time of enormous economic turmoil in the 70s and the 80s. People like the National Front, the BNP, have never gained a hold in this country. You know, I think, and just as it was in the first half of the 20th century, basically, I know, I mean, I can tell from my perspective, everything I know about this country, is that it is essentially a very decent, tolerant country. It does racism really badly, even worse than football. And when fascism was rampaging across Europe in the first half of the 20th century, it couldn't get a foothold here. But I think we shouldn't be complacent now. And I think the country does need to, the decent part of the country needs something to rally around.
Well, let's try and identify what that may be. But of course, there'll be plenty of people watching this, as you well know, and as you refer to in your piece, who voted to leave the European Union and would be just as chilled by the spectre that you portray as anybody else on the Remain side is. It's a challenge to really separate, isn't it, the toxicity that seems to have been emboldened by the result and the people who will be just as alarmed by that emboldening as anybody else is. How can we do that?
I absolutely believe that you know, the majority of the people who voted leave are not racists.
Of course.
Yeah. Some are. Yeah. But you know, just at the local level, I would like to see I would like to see some sort of campaign, declaration, petition. No, I can't do it. I'm from the Remain camp. So people from the Leave camp, I would like them to clearly say that they're against the kind of xenophobia and racism that is threatening to
detected any yourself? Have you
not personally? No. Just reading. I mean, there are a lot of people who are very anxious. You know, and we've heard reports of just, you know, things that weren't acceptable before seeming
people
to be acceptable.
To go home,
I think yes. Yes. Exactly. It's at that level at the moment. You know, I don't know how deep it goes, but I would like to see the people from the Leave camp just clearly isolate the racists, you know, by saying this isn't us. You know, I'd even offer them a slogan, you know, leave racism, you know, hashtag whatever.
Yes,
you know,
it needs
let's just try and win back the tone of this thing. At a deeper level, you know, thing. I'm one of the people who would like to see a second referendum, not a replay of the last one. But I think what we lack now is a proper mandate for the new Prime Minister, whoever it is, on what sort of Brexit we are going to go for. And I think we need another, some sort of discussion for a mandate.
You've pulled the pin on the second referendum grenade just as our time together comes to an end. So we shall have to leave it there.
Okay.
Kazuo Ishiguro, many thanks.
Thank you very much.